This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, it's now 9 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and we're about to have an interesting conversation, I'd like to say. I know it's raining, yes. It's raining heavily out there, pretty cold and flooded in some parts of Port Harcourt at the moment. The other George Ag says, goodness me, here the roads there are have been submerged in some parts, and other areas as well should facing similar challenge. Well, you can let us know what the situation is like in your location with the rains. Is it flooded? Is drainage working? Is it not working? Well, that's something you can let us know, so we can perhaps try to see how altogether we get the government's attention to look into those things and fix them. Anyways, on to our conversation for this morning. So, we are aware of the directive by the government. At the time, the governor gave one of his was it New Year message, one of the broadcasts in the course of the year, early part of the year, earliest part of the year, because it's still early. And there was a ban on motorcycle operations in Obiakpo and Fauga. And that in turn meant that service delivery guys, logistics companies, now couldn't operate as they ought to. They were asked to register again, be profiled, and certain documents and requirements that was meant. In fact, the office of the governor was supposed to be, I don't know if there's any changes to that one, the office that would look into documents that would be sent by the logistics companies, and then they'd approve which of them is fit and have passed the test and then can operate. Well, since that was said until now, the last time we got information that two logistic companies got approved, and from reports gathered, those two are actually logistic companies that deliver court papers, court orders. So yeah, and that's just it. Anyways, from that time till now, we haven't heard much. Protests were supposed to be held, and there were meetings, I think, with the Commissioner of Police, who tried to, you know, calm things down and said he was going to speak with the government on behalf of the logistics companies, and then they'll come to some sort of resolution. After that time till now, what has happened, we do not know, because we haven't really heard from the Commissioner of Police with regards to the position of government on the resumption of work for logistic companies in the state. But then online, social media came across a protest by some logistic company owners, and the riders altogether had a protest. It was online, I think on Instagram. Can't remember exactly which of the Instagram handles. Anyways, so that happened. And lots of questions have been asked. Why? What is responsible for this? We'll be speaking with Victor Umelu. He's a board of trustees member of the Port Harcourt Logistics Owners Association. He also owns a logistics company here in the state. Good morning to you, Mr. Umelu. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Andrew. Good morning.
So, what's the state of things at the moment with regards to the operation of logistics companies in River State since the last time you had a conversation with the Commissioner of Police?
Mr. Andrew, at this particular point in time, I can tell you nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. And we had our protest on Tuesday. We went to Government House, and the only thing we got was the resumption of a particular strategy, a particular process they began that was already flawed. Now, prior to this time, they gave us so many things to do. Of course, they will pay tax, do this, that, do that. We're going to get police screening. The painful part of it was that we mobilized ourselves and we started paying these taxes. Tax that we were not supposed to pay, they told us to pay. And they gave us 3 years tax to pay. They budgeted it 3 years. And most of us paid that tax. And they started with what we call DSS profiling for riders. And some of us were like, you cannot profile riders on our behalf. Riders don't stay long. Most of them come, they go within 3 weeks. This is not a business where a rider will want to look up or maybe start up a career from. They just come, do something and go. And you want to profile riders that can't even stay in a job for 2 months and you want to attach them to us is already flawed. Now, after the protest, they've come back again because they paused the profiling 1 month ago. So after this process, after the protest, they have now resumed that same profiling. Now, I can tell you that 80% of us, our riders, are no longer with us again. They've gone to do something with their lives. Even my own rider, some of my riders, I know two of my riders, I signed shorty for them for one wanted to become a welder. I signed shorty for them. I don't even have a rider. They have sent me a text now, and I don't even have a rider to go for this profiling.
So after the protest, sorry to interrupt you, after the protest on Tuesday was when actions, they resumed this profiling of riders.
Yeah, they resumed yesterday.
So before the protests, you held on Tuesday to the government house. Nothing has been done.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Some requirements, because we know the last time there were certain requirements that was said that should be provided, or certain documents that logistics companies needed to provide and requirements they need to meet before they can be issued the license to operate again. Can you inform us, just give us an idea what some of those requirements were and where those demands met and what happened?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you this. 80% of those documents that were asked of us, the River State government already had it. Like, they told us first to bring our papers, our bike particulars and stuff. And I can tell you, before you get your rider's permit, you are ready to submit. You must submit all these papers to them. So they already had these papers. The only different requirement they asked was we're going to get police clearance and pay tax. We're going to get our pay tax. You understand? Now, there was no provision for this. But when the leadership of the association met with the RIRS, and we came up with a pattern. They came up with a tax scheme for us. They said, okay, we're going to do payee. We're going to pay individual tax. And they give us an account number, give us the fee, and they said we're going to pay for 3 years, and we did. So the only thing they asked for us was that tax. And most of us have paid our tax, yet nothing has been done. We have not even gotten we don't even know where to submit it. And as a matter of fact, the tax that we paid, we haven't yet to get past clearance. So everything is just like we are standing at the same spot, or maybe we are moving 2 steps backwards. And I can tell you for the truth, I don't want to sugarcoat this thing. The reason why we are here is because there is no systematic process for these bikes to return back. I don't think the governor has instituted a body or a process. All we have been getting is just word from one person, do this or do that. And due to our own desperation, we have been fulfilling every obligation. But the truth of the matter is, there is no particular roadmap from the state government to make us come back. And I can tell you, I have my own theory. Nobody wants us to go back. Nobody.
Why do you say that? Why do you think nobody wants you to go back?
Because since from January, okay, I said this thing some other time. I told them that the two persons they gave permit was just to save face. One was carrying court papers, then the other one was doing something just to save face. Those two members don't even have any of these requirements. As a matter of fact, they are not even really start complaining. They are independent riders, guys that just got their bike, got rider permit. They don't have a complaint registered with CAC. But the only reason why they gave them was to come out to the public as if we have started issuing papers for the public to feel that, oh, some persons have not met the requirements. Now, how can you tell me over 800 companies up to this date are yet to fulfill that obligation or yet to meet the requirements? It's fishy. It's glaring that these people don't want us to come back. Now, the reason why they don't want us to come back is what I cannot run my head around.
Okay.
Because I can't believe we are grounding economic activities of the state for no just cause.
Okay. So the operations motorcycle ban was in Obiakpo and Fala. Do you guys operate in other local governments freely without any form of hindrance?
The truth of the matter is our business is centered around Obiakpo and Fala. Most of the vendors are in Obiakpo and Fala. And the way the River State business hub is, you cannot move from one place to another without going through Obiakpo and Fala. You understand? I don't see LMA people buying things within LMA. It's people LMA buying from Port Harcourt. You understand? It's Ogbolo buying from Port Harcourt. It's Onne buying from Port Harcourt. So you must come to Obiakpo and Fala to be or to drop. I don't know if you understand. So that is why we can't even walk.
So what's the situation with the profiling? Because you were saying that it is flawed and they want you to profile your riders and these riders don't even stay for 2-3 months. So does that mean that they expect you to profile any new rider you get has to go through profiling?
That's what they are saying. But the situation on ground is right now, once they started the profiling yesterday, we came to an association meeting and we found out that many people said that got the specs. They don't even have riders. Those persons that got taken, say, come for profiling, they don't even have riders right now. So it's already flawed. I don't see anybody even in the general office, because your riders need to go and you have a rider. How do you profile?
Interesting.
If they were profiling complaints, it would have been a different case. You understand? No matter how, yes, but now they are profiling riders that are no longer working with us. See, let me tell you, Mr. Andrew, this is very, very bad. Me, personally, I had 6 bikes, but I can tell you I have sold 4. 4 of them to these guys in Igwe, Jay and Alu, for commuter, whatever. The only 2 that I have, I bought them last December, and I can't sell them for the amount people are calling. We are frustrated and we are tired. There is no headway. There is no headway whatsoever. And I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for at least 90% of logistic operators in Port Harcourt. We are frustrated and we are tired.
All right. You just stay on the line. We'll just see if we can take some calls and WhatsApp messages. We also have a commercial to go for shortly. But then when we return, you get to tell us what is the next line of action. Are we going to continue with the demands of the government? Is there going to be another protest? What? And the commissioner of police had said earlier that he was going to have a conversation and try to settle this amicably. Has there been any report from that corner? Can you just clarify on that for us first?
Okay, not yet. No report whatsoever. We've not gotten. They said on Thursday we're supposed to get a report, but we've not gotten any. And I know they said on Tuesday, from now to Tuesday, they told us on Tuesday, this last Tuesday, and from now to Tuesday, we're going to sit and maybe have a discussion. So we are hoping and waiting to Tuesday before we get a feedback. But let it be known that it is not the police. It is not the police that grounded us. You understand? If the leadership of the state wants us to come back, the police is just a means for clarification. I don't think they have the power to tell us come back. If they want to mediate, it's nice, but it is delaying. 3 months have gone and nothing has happened.
All right, let's take this call first. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, man.
Good morning to you. All right. What's your name?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go on.
You see, last week I was in Accra Ibom State.
Gift. So sorry about that. You have to call us back. Interference from service providers. We go on a short commercial in the next few minutes, and when we return, the conversation will continue. Victor Umelo is a Board of Trustees member, Port Harcourt Logistics Owners Association, and he's speaking with us on recent developments with regards to whether or not any headway has been made when it comes to return of logistics operators in Obiakpo and Fala. So far, so good. He says there really hasn't been any positive news. Well, We understand that the state government has prided itself as ensuring that the ease of doing business in the state is magnificent. Would this support that stand by the state government? It's questions that people would begin to ask. And when we return, the conversation continues. Remember, you can send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's the number that you can call and that you can send your WhatsApp messages to. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, still very cold, rainy, flooded morning here in parts of Port Harcourt. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, and the conversation still on. It's with regards to situation of logistics companies in Port Harcourt and Obiakwo. There was a ban on motorcycles, and that has affected their business. And they were supposed to be profiled and before they'd be allowed to operate again. But months have gone on now, and we haven't heard anything yet with regards to when they will be returning or if there are any new demands. We were speaking with Victor Omelo, who is a Board of Trustees member of the Port Harcourt Logistics Owners Association. He's been giving us updates as to where the conversation with government is at the moment. And from what he has said, no headway yet. We'll go to the phone lines and get your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. Mr. Omelo, thank you very much for staying on the line.
All right.
Let's take a few phone calls. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy weekend.
All right, wish you the same, my friend. Go on.
Yeah, my name is Andy, and I'm calling Roboco. Yes, I think your guest out there has said it all. But I have an advice for him. I think before now, he knows that being in River City for a long time now, he himself should know that there are some agitations in River City before now. Let me just tell you about a few. The agitations of minimum wage up to now that we have not seen. The agitation of unemployment in the River City up to now we have not seen. The payment of pension gratuities up to now. These are necessary things that the state government supposed to be have done before now. I want to advise him, please, people should relax yourself. This administration just have a few months to go because you cannot do anything. They cannot do anything. I want to advise them. That is why everybody is advised to have more than one stream of income. I want to advise him, please, he's a young man. My mother, as a pensioner, up to now, she has not gotten sitting, so I left and allowed herself that this next administration will come to help the African pension. As a young man, he is another one. Please, they can not convince this state government to do anything. That is my advice for them. So, please, they should leave it and forget it. I'm going to look for something else. And because as far as this state is concerned, this government will not do anything.
All right, the numbers do open. You can send us WhatsApp messages. Let's take some of your WhatsApp messages first. This one here says, the governor has to know that the police and his MOT boys are making serious monies on the road. Let me inform you that the Association of Licensed Security Practitioners... Okay, Licensed Security Practitioners of Nigeria... An association of licensed security companies are also affected by this ban. All efforts to know what the true requirements are for the supervisors to go about supervising security guards is now a challenge. The police and MOT boys have used this ban as a means to extort money from logistics and security company operators. It's most unfortunate. That's a big question there. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, Andrew.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? question.
Go on.
Yes, Obed Chima. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Andrew, the truth of the matter is...
All right, Chima, we're having serious issues with the phone lines at the moment. So we may just have to do away with it for the time being. Perhaps it has a lot to do with the weather condition at the moment. All right, so Victor Omelo, our guest, unfortunately, we may not have to conclude. We wanted to find out from him what might be their next line of action. Now that so far they held a protest on Tuesday, nothing has been said about whether or not they'll be returning to work anytime soon. He also mentioned that the Commissioner of Police had said that they would update them on any needed information. Mr. Victor, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
All right, so let's just hear from you in the next few minutes before we let you go. What would be the next line of action now that you haven't gotten any headway?
Okay, before we started the protest, we had a plan. We had a plan, and our plan was to just go there and maybe sleep there till we are answered or till we get a response from the governor himself, because the governor was the one that put this restriction, and we want to hear from him because we've not heard from him. If he can come out and say something, and let him come out and tell us, we are not bringing you guys back again based on this, then we'll stop. That's what we need. So our next plan of action is simple. We've told ourselves, and we are mobilizing. We are trying to gather every community, resource personnel and bodies. Our plan is after on Tuesday, when we meet with the commissioner of police, if nothing tangible comes out, our next plan of action is to go to government house with our mattresses, stove, and sleep there till we get the response. That day, anytime the governor decides to come out and tell us, if he tells us, go, don't practice logistics again, don't operate again, from there, we'll go to our various homes. But our next plan of action is to go sit down and government house, lie down, sleep there, rain or sun.
Is there a date? Is there a date for when we're expecting this to happen?
Hello?
Is there a timeline? Do you have a date?
Yes, we're looking. Yes, in the next 1 week after that meeting on Tuesday, in the next 1 week, we are looking at going to sleep there till whenever we get something tangible.
All right,
and that's what we've planned.
All right, thank you very much, Victor Melo.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Mr. Andrew. Good morning.
All right, morning to you. Go ahead.
Okay, quick one then. Let me say this. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I really want to say that the government of River State, right, they actually meant in impoverishing, especially the youth of River State. Now, you know, a lot of businesses that are into this delivery service employ you, and the pattern they are using is this. Now that campaign is coming and this youth to be engaged, has been meaningfully engaged, but they can't remove these bikes from their hand and what they can use to do business legitimately. Now this youth will now turn over to them to do their bidding. So it's a strategy that they are using. So these guys should not relent in getting what they want. For crying out loud, businesses are going down. What has been happening since the ban of this thing? Well, I still wonder why some people will still be calling out that the government is doing well. Why youth, as in able-bodied men, are jobless? Because they want to use them. Because when they call for campaigns, it's the jobless people that will come start standing out the sun and start shouting, "Wiki is this, government is good, government is good." If the government are good, yeah, why will youth, why will able-bodied men be on the sun, under the rain, and be calling, holding banners, and be campaigning for you?
All right, sorry, we had the interruption there with service providers. You may have to try to call us back. All right, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009, 0817-923-0003. Those are the numbers to call to be a part of the conversation. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
I'm listening to the interview with your guest, Victor, and very speaking, I think there are some words in the dictionary that need to be revisited. The word wickedness, for instance, this kind of act, I mean, a classic example, they should put their names, because the wicked name there, example of wicked, that's a wicked man. You know, because you have businesses, the value chain of the delivery and logistics companies is so wide. You have food businesses, catering businesses affected, you have a fabric, I mean, it's household goods, the commodities, the fresh food, fast moving goods, everything that has been affected because of this.
Okay, but regardless of the situation, it wouldn't be ideal. It wouldn't be ideal to say that. I say regardless of the situation, it would be inappropriate for you to say that the governor is wicked or the meaning of wickedness. Then we should attach his name. That would be out of place because they give their reasons why they're doing what they're doing. And if
okay, so what is the reason? Do you know that till now we don't know the reason? I'm not saying, you see, I don't have a bike but I have friends that have bikes and I can see how their lives have gone down. They can barely feed. And for me, it's disheartening. It's an act of wickedness. And let's call it spade a spade. You can tell them to move on. I heard a commentator say they should move on. Fine, let them get other things to do. But it has not solved the issue at hand. As to why.
Okay. It hasn't solved the problem, she says. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Richard.
Go on.
Okay, I just want to drop my contribution. I want Nigeria in River State to understand that our River State governor is not a business person, he's an extortionist. I repeat, River State governor
is what? I didn't get that.
I said he's not a business minded governor. He's not someone who thinks about the economic growth of the state. He's an extortionist.
I think that no, you can't say he's an extortionist. That would be out of place.
Okay, I have my reasons.
Whether you have your reasons or not, that's not something. That's not something that you should be. You would say about. Okay. I wouldn't say you're an extortionist. You would. It's inappropriate to say that.
Yes, I understand that. Okay, because in Nigeria, playing Nigerian politics, you have to be. Careful not to step on foot. I understand that. So we cannot expect our.
It's not politics. You cannot say sorry, but you cannot call out and use certain language. If I would call you an extortionist or somebody calls you that, I'm pretty sure you would feel upset because it's out of place and improper. You can express yourself and put out your opinion, but then you have to be constructive and mind your language. That's just the point. You do not put out words that will be perceived as insulting or abusive because you're trying to express yourself. All right? Thank you very much. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Morning, Andrew.
Hi, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
All right, very fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
There's something that baffles me about the River State government. You couldn't create job or you can't create job. And you're crippling the activities of those who created job to make a living for themselves. You came into office and you crippled the activities of so many establishments. And these people thought it's wise. We are able to think out of the box, created a living for themselves. Then you say it should come for profiling. You are profiling a casual job, people that are not your riders. None of these things, but I have three friends who are into this business. Andrew, if you see how the life of this young lady and the two young men have been over time because of the activities of River State government, it is improper. You can't create a job and they created one for themselves. Profile, you wanted to profile. Profile the company. If anything happens, if they do anything with the bank, you hold the company responsible. So for them to profile an individual that is not going to stay more than 3 months and he leaves. You get the point I'm making. Fine, and you want them to come and register, and you're making the registration to be very, very hard. Such a time that you cannot even find it in your clearance in year one. During COVID-19, they said the point if your loved one dies, you go to the private state government and all that, get the necessary papers. You see, people were going back and it was easy. They get the necessary papers, get the necessary documentation, and you bury your loved one. Something should have happened in this one, but in the price is the case. People are suffering. Selling off the bike, they bought with their hard earned money. The private government should think otherwise. This is not what is called governance.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Let's take some of your messages on WhatsApp. And mind you, when you call, endeavor to understand the need to be very modest and ensure that you're constructive with your criticisms and not use words that will be considered as abusive or insultive. Okay. Thank you very much. On WhatsApp, this one says, good morning, Andrew. As much as I condemn the bikers' recklessness on the road, I still feel that the government should allow them to do their work because they are self-employed and that keeps a lot of youths busy and away from crime. And they help to ease stress for some office workers by running errands for them. State government should allow businesses move forward. Thank you, Timothy Inyama from Abuloma Road. I think for many people, the question is, I mean, the government has repeatedly talked about how it's encouraging small businesses and trying to ensure that we have an environment that would favor business owners. The ease of doing business statistics in River State basically has been talked about a lot by the government. And that's why many would ask questions, putting that on the side and looking at the delay that we're having with regards to when logistics companies can return to work. Some people have even talked about you can't order certain things because, I mean, they tell you we can't deliver it. And that's a problem now for even the consumers who might need drugs, people who patronize, who have one ailment or the other, and you need people to deliver these drugs, then there's a problem there as well. So it's just many ways. The labor unions ought to speak out on this too, no matter the security reasons for which this ban was imposed. They should have had well thought out as to requirements for genuine ones to thrive rather than shutting down the entire business process. Security reasons, it was one-sided, but it also gets me concerned. We have vehicles that are being used. Okay, a Bolt driver, all right, that's another problem. A Bolt driver was robbed. His car taken away from him. We've had circumstances or cases where people use vehicles to carry out crime. Have we banned vehicles or asked every driver to be profiled before you can drive as a commercial driver or a private car owner, however we want to look at it? It was a similar situation one time in Bayelsa State too, where there was the need for keke riders to remove the curtain that they normally would put at the door of the keke, and they say take away that curtain or buy the government transparent curtains because crime was being, you know, carried out using the keke. And the question still came, people commit crime using taxis, using vehicles, using shuttle buses. Do we get to ban these ones too? Do we get to tell them remove your doors or open your cars so that we can see what's happening inside? You know, all of these questions. But then you want to understand the intention of the government and what they're trying to do. But then again, you'd also need to consider those people that will be affected and how it would in general affect the economy. Okay, another message on WhatsApp here. This one says, Andrew, good morning. No matter how you try, in a sane society, a good leader will always be mindful of social economic welfare of its people. Banning economical source of income because of what you think is risk or whatever is an absolute, it's absolute absurdity. Dennis Victor from Element sent in that one. Hello, good morning, Nigerian firm.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, morning to you.
Obed Chima, coming from Port Harcourt.
All right, go on.
Yes, Andrew, let's not forget that this government is not centered about the human capital development at all. It has never been centered. It's all about construction. Because why I say this, I cannot fathom any reason why a government that came into power could not provide jobs, the 5,000 jobs that this government promised is still there hanging without anything being done about it, even when people submitted their CV. Then people devise means on how to make an ends meet. Then the government will bring up obnoxious and draconian policies that will hinder the budget from going on. I don't get it at all. This is not happening. I mean, this is a democratic dispensation. People should be allowed to do their business without any fear of anything. Now, you cannot say that you want to you have a mosquito bite and they want to use knife to cut the mosquito. Never. You understand? This is not how things have been done. We have other means of how people used to rob. Are you telling me that because of that, the government will ban every other vehicle from moving? People use vehicle to rob. People use Okada to rob. People use even some tinted vehicles that you have SUVs. They use it to rob. So, will government going to ban SUV? I think people should come out and condemn this. And I wonder why investors fall in the river state are keeping quiet about this. I'm calling on the different Bob Manuel, who happens to be the chairman of that forum, to speak up and tell the governor the truth. Please, let them leave this ban. This is about stopping. I've come in contact with so many of them. I'm into e-hailing business. I know what they are keeping me to go out to go and deliver because these people are, they are not working. And they are paying more for it.
I think one time a colleague wanted to get an item and then they had to use Bolt to deliver it. And then what you're buying costs 2,000. The Bolt delivery may cost 2,500, 3,000 naira. It's the situation now. I think it would affect everybody. Definitely it is. So I think another thing we should get right is the government did not ban logistics companies. The government banned motorcycles. Now, logistics companies need motorcycles to operate because it's easier to navigate, you know, and avoid traffic. It's faster as well. And then the option was then, okay, since logistics companies use motorcycles, come and get registered all over again. Let us profile you and then you'll be allowed to. And that's where we are till now. Would this exercise be rounded up anytime soon? That's a question that we're waiting to get an answer to. The ban on motorcycle in Port Harcourt is not targeted at anyone or any logistics company, but to scrutinize the riders because some of them are using logistics companies to perpetrate evil in River State. Thank God at Twigo. Good point. But like I think like I also pointed out as well, when they use buses or vehicles that belong to transport companies to perpetrate crime, do you then ban buses? So the profiling, yes. I think we just have to wait and see what conversations the riders would have with the Commissioner of Police, because he said they're going to embark on another protest, definitely. But that would be after they have conversations with the Commissioner of Police, who is liaison in this part, because we know the DSS is supposed to profile them. And they pointed out that the reason why the profiling is difficult, if you want to profile riders, it's difficult because for this kind of job, the riders do not stay 3, 6, 2 months, some couple of weeks, make small money. It's just something that you do to keep yourself busy in the course of the day. And somebody suggested profiling the companies instead. So then you know the owners of these companies and they're the ones you hold responsible if anything goes wrong. So then the companies understand that they have to be very serious with the kind of people that they employ. Well, how this would work out at the end of the day, we still don't know. But we just have to keep waiting until the government says, okay, it's safe and it's time for business to return. Until then, well, keep using other means to deliver your goods and services. And also to the Bolt drivers, we know the security risk involved now these days. It's becoming alarming. We talked about a Bolt driver in the news who was whose car was snatched. Really sad what's happening now. And even we remember there was a case in court about, remember the septic tank delivery guy who, you know, the logistics company guy who delivered, I think it was iPhones at the time, and then was killed. So they also face risks. So if we're saying people carry out crime using bikes, and delivery and logistics companies, operators use these things to commit crime. What about the crime that is perpetrated against these guys who, you know, carry out those services? You go to deliver a service and then you are nabbed, killed, robbed. All these things happen. What do we then do about that situation as well? My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.